Confucius was a Chinese teacher and philosopher whose philosophy strongly influenced Chinese life and culture for over 2,000 years. He had this to say about patience. Do not be desirous of having things done quickly. Do not look at small advantages. Desire to have things done quickly prevents their being done thoroughly. Looking at small advantages prevents great affairs from being accomplished. I have this quote of the ancient Chinese teacher and philosopher Confucius pasted above my typewriter as a gentle daily reminder to not do anything that will prevent great affairs from being accomplished. It seems to me that we have a great deal to learn from our nature about how we hinder our greatness. Yet it is our nature that we often ignore in favor of what our mind tells us is the way things ought to be. Patience is a key ingredient in the process of the natural world and in our personal world. For instance, if I scrape my arm or break a bone, the healing process proceeds precisely at its own pace, independent of any opinion I might have about it. That is the natural world at work. My desire to have it fixed quickly is of absolutely no consequence. If I imply that impatience of my personal world, I will prevent it from healing thoroughly, as Confucius advised over 25 centuries ago. Shakespeare's observation matches the wisdom of this ancient Chinese predecessor when Shakespeare wrote, "How poor are they that have not patience! What wound did ever heal but by degree?" When I was a child, I remember planting some radish seeds at springtime. When early summer arrived, I noticed green leafy shoots protruding above the ground, and I watched them grow a bit taller each day, and finally I couldn't stand it any longer, and I began to tug at those radish shoots, trying to get them to grow faster. I had not yet learned that nature reveals her secrets on her own time schedule. As I pulled at the tiny little leaves, they emerged from the ground sans radishes, and my childish impatience to have this thing done quickly prevented it from happening at all. Now, when I am asked if I am disappointed because one of my books did not appear on a bestseller list as my earlier books did, I think of this observation of the wise Chinese sage, "Great things have no fear of time." What a compliment it is to the genius of Confucius that his words are still being quoted and his knowledge still applied 2,500 years after his departure. I too write for those souls who have yet to materialize, and if that means sacrificing the small advantage of a position of prestige on a list somewhere today, my impatient ego may be puzzled, but I am content. Impatience breeds fear and stress and discouragement. Patience manifests in confidence, decisiveness, and a feeling of peaceful satisfaction. As you look at your own life, examine how frequently you demand an immediate indicator of success for yourself and others, and attempt instead to see the larger picture. When you are on purpose and see the larger picture, you are able to let go of an inclination to seek validation in the form of merit badges and immediate applause.